How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
Oh, and me, Tom Allen. Look, I'm just going to be honest with everyone. I've just been a little bit unwell because I did have too much to drink, okay? Last night.
What happened, Tom?
I went to a Halloween party.
As a basic bitch?
Pumpkin Spice Babes, actually, was what we were.
Sorry.
Don't remember the end, don't remember coming home. Was fine, got up, did my boxing lesson.
You're joking me.
10 o'clock, my boxing teacher was like, we don't have to do this if you don't want to. And I was like, no, I'm fine. Looking back, I was still drunk. And then went to bed for another 2 hours, woke up, and then was just getting ready to do this, and then I had to throw up. I never throw up when I'm hungover.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever heard about you throwing up.
God.
What
a lovely way to start. Good morning, everybody. Happy tube journey or whatever.
Do you know you're in the Daily Mail?
What, for throwing up?
No, I don't think they get the stories that quickly. Well, I've just rung them, but you and Alf are in the Daily Mail as your Pumpkin Spice Bitches.
Pumpkin Spice Babes, yeah. I
love it.
We're quite a long way down, though, on the list of people there, but we're not Rita Ora.
And well, Lord no, knows. But I mean, none of us are.
She knows how to throw a party, am I right?
Does she? I don't know why. Was it her party?
Wasn't it her party during lockdown?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know these things.
You don't keep up with the gossip, do you?
No, it's terrible, isn't it? I've become quite boring in my old age.
We had like leaves we threw in the air. Did not get into the papers though. Leaves. And we were, well, Alfie did it all. I had Ugg boots on that I wore, like slouching at the back.
Yeah, you sent me a photo of those. They looked so uncomfortable.
Yeah, they were actually, they were. I tell you what's more uncomfortable though is drinking too much and then throwing up. That's
yeah, really that's cool. Terrible. Did you have a fun time?
Yeah, we did. Do you know who I was really excited that I met? Jess Phillips.
Was she there?
MP, yeah, that was who I was most starstruck about.
That's
and
very
I was
cool.
So excited to meet her. Yeah, she's lovely. I was really, really enjoyed that. How was your Halloween, Suze? Let's not dwell
Tom,
on it.
Tom, it's so boring. I did nothing.
But I thought you were going to dress up as the Addams Family.
We were going to dress up as the Addams Family. Then we thought that it might scare the baby. Anyway, long story short, we've been so busy. I've had such a stressful couple of weeks that we just didn't do anything. We didn't do anything. We didn't even watch a movie. We had some dinner. We went to bed.
What did you have for dinner?
I think we had chicken, rice and broccoli, which is probably my favourite dinner.
Is it? What do you put on the chicken?
It's breaded chicken. It's like my... you know, sometimes you really want a beige tea.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll have fish fingers, waffles and beans.
Oh, that's healthy, yeah.
If I want to feel about seven. You know, sometimes you just want to feel seven.
Bird's eye potato waffles. Waffly, I didn't realise was a sort of play on words to be awfully... Versatile.
Oh, really?
They're awfully versatile.
The baby thinks our surname's Waffle. If you say, what's your second name? She goes, Waffle.
Oh, that's
quite like.
Cute. Mrs.
The
Waffle.
Waffles. Mrs. Waffles.
The Waffles, that could be the name for our podcast, to be honest.
Waffles with a side order of vom.
Yeah, I'm going to hide the self for you because I've never seen a person look... Like, there's a grey wall behind me on this Zoom and I look the same as it.
Would you know what? I'm looking for a lovely grey... For one of the rooms in our house. Could you take a picture today so that I can take it in to Dulux for a colour match?
Like my mum did with my dad's pants. Because she liked I told you about that, didn't I?
Yeah,
she was like, I want to get
again.
A blue. I want to get a nice blue on the wall. And for the kitchen. And she was like, this is the blue I want. And she was like taking dad's pants out of the tumble dryer. And I said, well, just take it in. So she took dad's pants into...
What? As she didn't like cut off a bit of it and say this colour?
Oh, no, he needed them as pants.
I love that. That's adorable.
Yeah, so underpants blue. Yeah.
Lovely.
Lovely.
So I have breaded chicken,
Well, you did yourself, or did you buy from?
Oh no! From Waitrose. Oh no!
I say.
Some broccoli that I do in the oven.
Oven.
Yeah, because it goes all crunchy.
Oh, I do like that, but I think I have a tendency to overdo it.
Yeah, you can only do it for 12 minutes, Tom. More than that,
12 minutes. Oh, we did it for like an hour the other day.
Oh no, she'll be fucked.
Yeah, she was absolutely fucked. Sorry if you're listening in the car with children.
But I think that they might have turned off when you started talking about the fact that you had to pause to go and throw up.
Oh, God. Yeah, it was bad.
And then a peri-peri rice, which comes in one of those bags.
Oh,
that you nip in the microwave.
Nice. Oh, lovely.
Honestly, it's the dinner of champions. I will let you know that it's half past two now. Mm. And I did cook something properly today. So it's not like I'm always eating beige food, in case anyone's worrying. We just had a very stressful time with the house, stressful time with life. So okay. I've been leaning into comfort.
Nobody on this podcast.
Everyone's criticizing me. That's how it feels.
Criticizing you for like not making something from scratch, like it's the 1950s.
Yeah, I know. Well,
why aren't you studying Julia Child? You're a terrible wife. Why don't you have a martini?
I'd love to study Julia Child. Is that how she talks? That's how I feel like she might talk.
She talked like that all the time.
I'm going to do a coq au vin. That's what I think.
Coq au vin. Bon appetit. It's a great performance by Sarah Lancashire in the TV series.
Your friend and mine, Sarah Lancashire. I've never met her, have you?
I've never met her, but I was followed for a time by Beverly Callard on Twitter.
Oh, that's what I like calling going for a drink. Do you fancy a Beverly Callard?
As in like a beverage?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. She owned a carvery for a long time. I don't know if she still does.
Isn't she a massive vegan now?
Well, times are hard.
Well, that's the thing. She owned a carvery. What, like Toby?
Well, I think Toby really dominated the market, didn't he? So that was that.
Yeah, that's it. Now, you can find a Toby anywhere. Is that what you fancy?
I do actually, now you said it.
You want Toby Carvery.
Hungover foods are good, aren't they? What's your hungover food?
My go-to would be a couple of eggs on toast.
Or with a bit of Tabasco on top.
No, I'd go for brown sauce for a bit of spice.
Ooh.
Have you eaten anything yet?
No. No, because...
You have done a boxing match. And this is your second podcast of the day.
Yes, I basically threw up in front of Bella Mackey. And she's very cool. And
yeah, was Greg James not there?
Greg was there as well, but he grew up in Bromley, he was telling me.
But
I don't feel embarrassed in front of him, but I've not met Bella before, but I do follow her Instagram account about doors.
She's got an Instagram account about doors?
Yeah, well, on her Instagram, she talks about like beautiful doors and windows. Ah. You'd like it, actually. It's really nice.
Yeah, I'm going to follow her immediately. She's very funny, isn't she? She's like a funny, charming writer.
Yeah, very funny, very charming, very witty, very sophisticated, very
elegant. So throwing up
elegant.
In front of those.
So throwing up on down the line was probably not...
You did remember to mute.
I did, thank God, mute. But I ran across to the bathroom, which is just across the hall, and oh, it wasn't good. It wasn't good.
See, I'm always sick from booze, so that's just normal.
I think that might be better because you get it out.
Oh yeah, I get home, I go to bed, I wake up, I throw up, I get up in the morning, I feel great, I'm ready for the day.
Yeah, whereas I feel exhausted from the vomiting. I mean, I went to bed for 2.5 hours. Alfie had to, like, hold me.
Like you're a small child.
Like I was a small child, yeah.
Have you got anything to do today?
This?
Are you working tonight?
No, thank God. Can you imagine?
Thank God. Imagine if you were hosting, like, the
British...
Baker's Choice Awards.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, absolutely. The Casserole Awards, yeah.
That would be a great one to host, though.
That would be, wouldn't it? Actually, the Casserole Awards, yeah.
Do you think beef would win every year?
But I like a coq au vin. Sorry, I've said it. Oh, Rob Beckett's calling me. No, I'm not going to pick up, Rob. So does your laptop do that when someone phones? It like...
No, because I don't link it.
That's what I should have done, not link it.
Because I don't like it all being mates.
Rob's back from his holiday and he's calling because he's saying about meeting up. I know it. I just know it.
Where did he go on hold? Somewhere nice?
He went to Dubai, yeah.
Oh, right.
Dubai. Which would be a slightly more awkward holiday if Alfie and I went there, of course.
Well, of course, yes. It's not the place for us to go.
Of course. But
what do you think about the World Cup in Qatar? Is this the thing to ask you about when you're absolutely awfully hungover?
I mean,
I want a soundbite, Tom. Give me a soundbite on Qatar.
I think it's good that everyone's putting pressure on the human rights side of it.
Yeah, Great answer. When you're really hanging.
Oh God, I'm not yawning because I'm bored. I'm just yawning because my little body is exhausted.
My little bod.
Oh, I don't remember the end of the party, so I don't know what happened there. Maybe I was sick there.
Surely Alfie would have remembered.
He would have told me, but still. I'm sorry, everybody.
Did you stay till the end?
No. We got an Uber back, but I don't remember that. Alfie had to hold me in the back of the Uber as well.
Oh,
and
Thomas.
Also, Alfie had bought like a Scorpio necklace to complete the look for himself, and I found it on the doorstep by the autumnal display. My Ugg boots were by the door. And also, Alfie had like created a whole character off the back of his costume. She was called Bettina or something, and she ran a pyramid scheme.
Oh, that's great. She's selling leggings or something like that.
Yeah, food supplements.
Oh. Yeah, love it.
And bless him, like, Alfie got us like water before bed. I don't remember getting into bed, Susie.
I don't remember it at all.
Oh, it's been terrible here.
Tell me what you need. Some chicken rice and broth.
Oh, I'd love that, Suze. Can you send it through?
Shall I post it?
Post it to me. Courier it across. It's not spicy though, is it?
It's a little bit spicy. The peri-peri rice is. It's peri-peri nice though.
What? Peri-peri nice. The waffly versatile. With the peri-peri rice, do you ever get peri-peri chips when you go to Nando's?
Yeah, of course.
Because I just think they're McCain's with a bit of like cayenne on them. They're not
Yeah, that's fine.
Then do you remember microchips?
Yeah.
My brother was obsessed with them. It was one of the few things he'd eat. Crinkly cut chips, yeah.
Did they go in a box and then you microwaved them?
They went in a box and you microwaved them and you took them out of the box.
Oh, Tom. Do you want to know what I saw someone eating the other day and it made me feel so sad? No. One of those Rustler's burgers, you know, the ones that you put in the microwave in service stations. Is that not the thing to tell you right now?
Well, no, it's fine. But the one, yeah, but who eats those? Who buys them?
A guy I saw in a petrol station.
Oh, no. What about a Ginster's pasty?
Ginster's doesn't seem as bad to me, but I couldn't eat it cold.
No, you can do. They are edible as soon as you leave.
I don't think I've ever had a Ginster's.
I had one. Sorry, I'm yawning. I'm broken.
Oh, darling.
I'm broken.
You had a good time there. That's what matters.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that is all that matters. That's what people tell you. Why can't I just not have the drink? Why can't I just go, you know what, I'll have a Coca-Cola? Alfie did it.
Alfie didn't drink.
Alfie had a Coca-Cola halfway through and then he doesn't feel like death. I, on the other hand, feel terrible. Like, oh, can you imagine going on a podcast with Greg James and Bella Mackey? Bella Mackey.
That one, yeah.
And it was hiccuping like I am now.
Right. Did you tell them that you were hanging out your ass?
I had to, Suze.
Did you say I was at a party last night?
I was fumbling with
Rita Ora was there.
Rita Ora was there. She was still partying from 2 years ago. I bent down. The thing is, I thought I was fine. I bent down
to
correct my podcasting equipment.
That's gravity.
Which I realised I hadn't plugged in. That's how well it was going. And I was like, why is this not working? 1-2, 1-2, doing all of that, no lines. And then I bent down. I was like, oh, don't feel so well. And I was like, can you give me a moment? And I walked across the landing and, you know, when you get that thing of like, I might be sick in the landing.
Oh,
and that would mean sick because I've got beige carpets.
Well, of course, we all know that.
I know. I'd have had to get a rug or something to... But I made it.
Oh, we're so proud of you here at Like-Minded Friends.
Here, and I mean, this is a sort of inspiring podcast people want to listen to.
I know, it's amazing how much people love it. People have been coming up to me at tour shows and saying how much they love it. And
do they?
I'm not sure what we're giving them.
I don't know what we're giving them, what we're throwing at them. But
I'm touched.
But I am touched as well. Don't touch me there because I will throw up again. I haven't been like this for a long time, actually. But I think it might be what I needed.
Just to teach you a lesson.
Yeah, and also sometimes like a big blowout.
Yes.
Essential.
Yes, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
I feel like Greg and Bella live in like Notting Hill or something, don't they?
I think they do, yeah. Well, I don't know that. I just, that just feels like the kind of place that they might live.
They were sort of cool people that like, they could invite us around for a dinner party or something, Suze, and now that's never going to happen because I'm wearing my boxing equipment and I threw
He's wearing a
podcast.
T-shirt. It's not equipment.
Oh, it's equipment to me. Alfie's brought me up a cup of coffee, but I don't think I can drink it.
Oh, love. Shall I do the podcast with Alfie today?
Maybe you should, you know. It'd be much better than I am.
Should we do an episode where Alice and Alfie just talk?
My God, that would be so good. They're like the silent part of this podcast. Yeah.
The silent partners.
The silent partners. Like their partners, business partners. Like their business partners. And they're such a big... Well, Alice came on it the other day.
I think, yeah, she just went, hello.
Oh, get Alfie on. I'd call for him, but he just had to answer the door to a delivery, an Amazon delivery, and...
Oh, Tom, should I make this easier for you and do some correspondence?
Correspondence, yeah, let's do correspondence.
He's got his head in his hands, guys. Hi, Susie and Tom. Well, isn't this fun, emailing in? I've been listening to the pod for a while now, but recently I've been on it like a drip. You're both bloody stellar and never fail to make me laugh in public.
Don't talk about Stella.
In a gentle, maniacal fashion. Susie, congrats on the Amazon special. It's bloody hilarious. The Tudor pub line ejected me from my sofa. Do hope to catch a gig soon. I also hope you've had no more late night parking issues at Brighton train stations. As per the previous pod, it sounded like a very stressful experience and not fun at all. I'm often based between Hove and Shoreham, so I was imagining a generic West Sussex train station as you wove this Hitchcockian tale. You've not had any more parking nightmares, I hope. None so far, thank you for asking. Tom, without being cringy or cliche, you were a bit of a beacon for me. I imagine not today. Found
not today.
No shame, wonderfully relatable, like a big old reassuring hug. I laughed and I cried, sometimes both at once, sometimes snottily. Even my mum, who was initially a bit iffy with the old gayness.
Sorry, not laughing. It's a funny expression.
Got into listening to the audio, which she thoroughly enjoyed too.
Oh, how lovely.
Me and my friend were also very excited for Tom's book talk at Alexandra Palace on November the 8th. But now, alas, she can't make it.
Oh, no.
So I thought, why not ask the pod if a like-minded friend would like to join me? I thought this was so sweet. It would be fun to be at the event with someone who is, well, like-minded and a listener to the pod. I'm a 24-year-old gay who likes green spaces, theatre, brackets, obs, and nights in with a BBC drama. The tickets are very reasonably priced, and you get a copy of Tom's new book included in the ticket. What more could you want? So if you fancy making a like-minded friend, you could message me on Instagram. It's at Harry, H-A-I-R dot Johnson, as you would imagine it. Both of you, thank you for being like-minded friends to all of us when we need a chuckle or a warm hug, and for giving my bath mat an existential crisis. Big love. Okay, bye, 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 bye.
Bye, Harry. Thank you so much for that lovely message. And yeah, if you need those tickets, buy them off Harry. I imagine there might be quite a few of us like-minded friends there.
I hope so.
By which I mean, you know.
You know what?
Gays. And lesbians.
And anyone in between?
Anybody else, yeah. That's so nice. That's so nice. I'm so glad they enjoyed the book.
Yeah, that's so lovely. Shall I do another one, Tom?
Yeah, do another one, because I haven't got the stamina.
Dear like-minded friends, a short and sweet, but I want to say thank you for making me feel seen in the most silly of ways recently. Particularly in the episode of Where There's a Will, There's a Gay, as Will is my surname, and I finally came out as a lesbian a few years ago after a tricky 15-odd years hiding my sexuality. Oh. I'm in a much more daft and celebratory place of late. That title really made me laugh, and the day shined a bit brighter, as does every episode, so a huge thank you for that. P.S. Another submission for funny drag queen name thing is Anticlimax.
Like an anti. That's great. That's really great. I like that a lot.
Thanks for always bringing more gay to my day. Bye. Bye, 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 bye. Love, a somewhat anonymous bath mat enthusiast.
Oh, how lovely. And what a nice message to get. Also,
such a nice message.
And also, that's so nice, making your day a bit more gay, or bringing a bit more gay to your day.
Love
it all. That as a slogan. We could have that as a strap line. Strap line, thank you. and Yeah, we could have that as a thing, couldn't we? As bringing a bit more gay. Although I feel like the bright shining beacon is very much on dimmer switch from my side today.
Today, listen. Listen, you're here. We could have cancelled, but we didn't.
Good lighting is really essential. And so we've just brought you another lighting state. That's all.
Have you fixed that light in your attic room
upstairs,
yet?
Upstairs, no, I have not. Actually, Suze, unfortunately, because I don't know anybody who can do it. My brother said he's looking into it. I also wanted to get a look at the mastic. He needs to get the mastic man to come round.
What's a mastic?
The mastic is like that sealant that goes around the shower and the bath and the kitchen sink, because my mastic has come undone in the kitchen.
Oh, Tom, I'm so sorry, I had no idea.
Yes, you're welcome. And also my mastic in the shower has gone a bit skew-whiff. It's got a bit of water behind it, and then of course we are being plagued by the scourge of black mold, which is my least favorite thing. Sorry to bring that up on what is otherwise a happy podcast.
What about the weather, Tom?
What about the weather?
I mean, it's been so bad.
It's been, although it's sunny now.
Yeah. But last night, we had a power cut at 2 a.m.
Did you? What were you doing up at 2 a.m.?
Well, we weren't, but the baby sleeps with a white noise machine on and a little nightlight. Mm. And we were woken up with her going, "Mummy, Mama, too dark, Mummy, Mama, too dark."
Oh, bless her.
She had to go in. She's like you, so we had to go in. I had to reassure her for a bit. Anyway, Alice went and filled it with some switches. Nothing worked. Then we realised the whole close was dark.
Oh, that's glamorous. Mm-hmm. Like Victorian times, yeah.
Like Victorian times, or indeed a theatre on a Sunday. And anyway, long story short, it came back on. Her light machine went back on. She was fine.
Have you bought candles? My mum made me buy a load of candles the other day. She said, well, there'll be a run on them like toilet roll.
Do you think?
Well, I don't want to spook anybody. Don't start buying them scarily. But my mum was convinced that we're going to have blackouts this winter and therefore we should buy candles. But it's been all right so far. Do you think that's why they sold all those like hooker books?
Hooker?
Hooker books. Hygge, whatever that Danish word is about, like put on a blanket and light a candle. Do you think that was just all part of the preparation
for
this winter?
I've never heard of that Danish word.
Hygge. Hygge. Do you remember?
Hygge. No, I don't know.
It was like all about making things cozy.
Oh, I love things cozy.
Oh, you'd love it. You'd love it.
Well, Tom, of course, we get the keys to our new house on Friday.
Oh my God, as quick as that?
Yeah.
Suze.
Just 15 months since we put our flat on the market.
Two
houses falling through since. We're in. Well, house falling through, one taking fucking forever.
But I thought it was never going to happen.
I thought it was never going to happen, but we move into our home.
Oh, I'm so excited.
This time's next week we'll be moved in.
Oh my God, Suze, that's great. Have you got much to back up, or did you put a lot of it in storage?
We put some of it in storage, Tom, and we kept some boxes. We kept some boxes shut.
Did you?
In cupboards.
What do you need to get the kettle out? That's fine.
That's fine. But now, we'll be in there. Very excited. I've got some lovely soft furnishings coming.
Oh, what have you got? Curtains?
Well, we've got shutters on all the windows.
Oh, Susie, that's lovely.
Isn't it? It's actually really lovely, isn't it?
Mm, and so we're
getting
to hear it.
Thank you. We're getting some curtains for our bedroom because Alice won't sleep unless it is pitch black.
Mama too dark,
you're absolutely right. Anyway, we've got some curtains, Tom. We've got some cushions. We've bought some sofas.
Wow, because sofas can take a long time.
Well, yes, but you know where we went?
Where?
And they're not plugging the pod. They're not paying us to say this. I got a lot of the stuff from Next and it was great.
Well, that's nice for you.
I know that you're contractually obliged to love another shop, so I'm not going to say anything else, but...
Sure, no, it's fine.
I got a couple of sofas from Next. They're very nice.
Great.
And I went in there on a very frantic day. I'd had like a lot of mad stuff going on and just really, really busy. And my brain was like swimming. And so I think I like them, but who knows?
Well, you'll soon know.
I'll soon know. We've got 14 days to return.
Have you? Just make sure they're comfy. That's all.
That's the thing. And I need a high back, Tom, of course, because of the bad back, you know.
The bad back, yeah.
Of course.
I've got a bruise on my ribs. I wonder where I got that from.
Someone probably punched you, Tom.
I feel like Alfie probably had to, like, stabilise me on the stairs. Probably.
I would have thought so.
What was it you just said?
Oh, I don't remember. I was saying I hope that I like my sofas. I said that it's got a high back because of my bad back. And then you said, my rib.
Oh, my rib. I'm worried about my back, Suze. I've had to do stretches. Every time I do a spinal twist, it really clicks.
Oh. Well, what are you going to see an osteo?
Do you like an osteo more than a chiro?
I go for an osteo, yes.
You like an osteo, don't you?
Yes.
Osteopath, psychopath. Yeah, okay, I'll do that. I'll do go and see one. Do they, like, click you or anything?
That's more of a chiropractor, I think.
Okay. What does the osteo do? Just a little bit of light manipulation?
Yeah, it's more sort of muscular than clicking the bits.
Okay, I should do that.
Tom, do you think you should go back to bed, love?
Yeah, I might just do that.
Okay, Tom, you go back to bed. Listeners, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Tom's fine. Please don't worry about Tom. He's fine.
He's going to be absolutely fine.
And he's going to be absolutely fine. If you want to get in touch with us, you always can. The email is hello@likemindedfriendspod.com. Tom, we'll see them next week, won't we, love?
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to be so much better next week.
Oh, God. He's going to be so sharp and funny.
Yeah.
He's got his head in his hands. Okay. I'll do the bye. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, 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 bye. Oh, Tom!
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.